This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A teacher protest this morning in Colorado Springs. High schools in Academy District 20 are closed today, with close to 30% of teachers calling in sick, according to KOAA. They're protesting a proposed change to high school schedules they say would add more classes to their workload without increasing their pay. The district is the largest in Colorado Springs, with more than 26,000 students. Colorado is dropping protocols meant to help ease hospital and paramedic staffing during surges of COVID-19. The so-called crisis standards of care were put in place when hospitals were pushed to the limit by two waves of coronavirus in recent months. Hospitalizations in the state are now below 700, down more than 1,000 from 1 month ago. Colorado Democratic Congressman Jason Crow and Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney joined a panel on the rise of American fascism this week at the University of Denver. Crow says the push to revive democracy must come from outside of Washington, D.C.
In those moments where fascist movements or autocracy has overcome democracy, it's never a widespread movement within those societies and countries. It's never the majority of people standing up saying, yes, we choose fascism over democracy. It's always a small, extreme number of folks who are able to do it because the larger number of people, the majority, stay silent.
Crow says democracy saw 20 years of growth around the world, but he believes we are now in what he calls a democratic recession. In Colorado Springs this morning, 39 degrees, Denver 29. It's going to be sunny across the state today. This is CPR News and KRCC.